exploring the link between intermittent fasting and testosterone levels. If you're looking for natural ways to boost your testosterone, considering changes to your diet should be a top priority, especially if you're carrying extra body fat. Excess weight and obesity are often linked to low testosterone levels, so losing weight can greatly improve your health and significantly boost your testosterone levels. The way you choose to diet is also crucial. To effectively lose weight and increase testosterone production, your body needs to burn more calories than it takes in, creating what's known as a caloric deficit. This means eating fewer calories than your body uses to maintain weight. Among various dieting methods, fasting diets, which involve skipping meals for extended periods, have become a popular way to reduce calorie intake. One such approach, intermittent fasting, has gained a lot of attention in the health and fitness community as a top method for increasing testosterone. However, it's important to remember that fasting requires careful planning and discipline. Before starting, it's good to fully understand how intermittent fasting can impact your body and boost testosterone production. In this blog, we'll explore how intermittent fasting works, examine different techniques within this diet trend, and cover what you need to know before incorporating it into your weekly routine. What is intermittent fasting? Intermittent fasting is a way of eating that alternates between periods of fasting and controlled eating. It usually follows a set schedule where you might fast for certain times each day or on certain days of the week. There are several popular methods of intermittent fasting. The 5.2 method. With this method, you eat usually 5 days a week and limit yourself to one 500-600 calorie meal every 24 hours on the other 2 days. For example, you might choose Wednesday and Friday as your low-calorie days and eat as usual on the other days. The alternate day fast. Here, you usually eat on one day and then fast for the whole next day, repeating this pattern throughout the week. Some people might eat a small 500-calorie meal on fasting days, similar to the 5.2 method. The 16.8 fast, also known as time-restricted fasting, this method involves skipping breakfast and eating only during an 8-hour window each day, from 1 to 9 p.m. You then fast for the other 16 hours until your next meal period. Eat-stop-eat method. For this approach, you fast for 24 hours once or twice a week. For instance, if you eat at 12:30 today, you won't eat again until 12:30 the next day. During the fast, you can drink calorie-free beverages like unsweetened black coffee, water, or tea to stay hydrated. The Warrior Diet. This is a more extreme form of fasting, often suited to those experienced with intermittent fasting. You fast for 20 hours a day, possibly eating raw vegetables and fruit once or twice during the day, and then have a large meal in the remaining 4-hour window in the evening. Is there a link between intermittent fasting and testosterone? Although experts are still discussing it, many believe there's a strong link between intermittent fasting and male hormone levels. This idea mainly comes from understanding how intermittent fasting influences calorie intake and weight loss and improves other bodily functions. These changes impact testosterone levels. Can intermittent fasting boost testosterone levels? Yes. Research suggests that intermittent fasting might help increase testosterone levels, though the process is indirect. For instance, studies have found that building muscle and reducing body fat is linked to higher testosterone levels. When you promote muscle growth and weight loss, the metabolic changes involved can boost your testosterone. When done properly, along with a low-calorie diet and regular exercise, intermittent fasting can significantly cut your calorie intake and aid in weight loss while encouraging muscle growth through exercise, which may help raise your testosterone levels. Intermittent fasting can also address other factors that may reduce testosterone production or lower testosterone levels, including chronic inflammation. Chronic inflammation can negatively impact testosterone levels, particularly in overweight individuals. A study published in the American Journal of Physiology in 2018 found that chronic conditions like sepsis, burns, or autoimmune diseases can harm the function of Leydig cells, which are responsible for producing testosterone. This can lead to a testosterone deficiency. Another problem with chronic inflammation is that it can increase the production of cortisol, a hormone often linked to low testosterone levels. However, research shows that intermittent fasting can greatly reduce chronic inflammation. It does this by lowering the expression of pro-inflammatory cytokines and reducing body fat, which can decrease cortisol levels. Therefore, by reducing inflammation and keeping cortisol levels low, intermittent fasting can indirectly help boost your testosterone levels. Oxidative stress. Oxidative stress is another factor that can cause testosterone levels to drop. This condition occurs when there's an increase in free radicals and highly unstable and harmful atoms or molecules that can cause illness, damage cells, and speed up aging within the body. Consequently, oxidative stress can lead to various diseases that increase inflammation, lowering testosterone levels. Research indicates that intermittent fasting can effectively prevent signs of oxidative stress. By reducing calorie intake and maintaining a caloric deficit, intermittent fasting has also been shown to reduce oxidative stress. Intermittent fasting and the luteinizing hormone. Just as it helps block certain factors that may lower your testosterone, intermittent fasting can also enhance the function of specific hormones crucial for releasing testosterone. For instance, the luteinizing hormone, LH, is key in testosterone production as it prompts the Leydig cells in the testicles to produce and release testosterone into the body. Regularly regulating LH levels can be highly beneficial in maintaining or boosting your testosterone levels. Intermittent fasting can help improve this process. A 1989 study in the National Library of Medicine showed that short periods of intermittent fasting could increase LH activity by 67% and boost testosterone responses by 180%. This indicates that fasting can indirectly positively affect testosterone by enhancing the actions of hormones involved in its production. Next, we'll examine how intermittent fasting impacts other hormones that may also help raise testosterone levels. Exploring the impact of intermittent fasting on other hormones. Intermittent fasting not only affects the luteinizing hormone, but also improves the production and activity of several other hormones that influence testosterone production, including human growth hormone, HGH. HGH and testosterone are closely linked in how they are produced and their effects on the male body. Growth hormone also helps stimulate the release of testosterone from the Leydig cells in the testicles. Studies have found that short 24-hour fasts can boost HGH production by 2,000%, which can significantly increase testosterone levels. Insulin. Insulin is crucial in how the body uses or stores glucose from carbohydrates. Typically, when you wake up, your cortisol levels spike due to natural circadian rhythms, leading to increased insulin production and a drop in blood glucose levels. This drop can make you very hungry, especially in the morning, leading to potentially overeating at breakfast. Over time, this can decrease insulin sensitivity, making it harder for your body to manage glucose levels and possibly leading to conditions like type 2 diabetes, which can also lower testosterone levels. However, intermittent fasting can enhance your insulin sensitivity, as research indicates that a short-term 20-hour fast can significantly lower insulin levels and blood sugar. Leptin. Leptin, often called the satiety hormone, is secreted from fat cells and signals the brain that you are full after eating. As body fat increases, so do leptin levels. But if there is too much body fat, you can become resistant to leptin, making you feel constantly hungry. Intermittent fasting helps reduce this resistance, enhances leptin sensitivity, and helps control food cravings. This can aid in weight loss, which in turn boosts testosterone levels. Ghrelin. On the other side, ghrelin is released to stimulate hunger. Higher ghrelin levels make you hungrier and more likely to overeat. Intermittent fasting has been shown to reduce ghrelin levels, suppress appetite, and aid in dietary adherence, thus helping maintain a healthier body composition and indirectly boosting testosterone. Adiponectin. Like leptin, adiponectin is released from fat cells and helps regulate metabolic functions like insulin sensitivity. Intermittent fasting increases adiponectin activity, improving glucose absorption by cells and reducing blood sugar levels. This helps with weight loss and can lead to increased testosterone production. By influencing these hormones, intermittent fasting can help regulate body functions, crucial for maintaining healthy testosterone levels. What proven advantages does intermittent fasting offer? Intermittent fasting offers many other health benefits besides helping you lose weight and boosting your testosterone. Since fasting reduces calorie intake, blood sugar, and insulin levels, it can be a preventative measure against type 2 diabetes. Also, it's known to increase levels of human growth hormone, HGH, which helps prevent muscle loss during calorie restriction and supports muscle growth. Intermittent fasting can also improve heart rate and blood pressure, lowering the risk of heart disease. Its anti-inflammatory effects may also benefit conditions linked to inflammation, such as multiple sclerosis, stroke, asthma, arthritis, and Alzheimer's disease. But there's more. Research shows that fasting makes it easier for your body to clear harmful proteins from cells, enhancing cell and tissue function. People who practice intermittent fasting often report better memory retention, concentration, and overall cognitive performance. Can you use supplements during intermittent fasting? It's generally safe to take vitamin supplements while fasting, but you need to be careful with certain types of supplements to ensure your fasting is effective. For instance, some forms of magnesium, which are hard to get just from your diet, can be taken during fasting or eating. However, magnesium can sometimes cause diarrhea, so taking it with food is often recommended to minimize this side effect. When taking magnesium during fasting, choose foods low in calories and sugar to avoid breaking your fast. On the other hand, supplements like vitamin gummies, protein powders, and chewable tablets often contain sugars and calories that can start an insulin response and break your fast, so it's best to take these during your eating times. Fat-soluble vitamins like D, A, or E are better absorbed in meals that include fats and oils, so you should also take these only during your eating periods. Mineral supplements such as iron, zinc, and potassium might upset your stomach if taken on an empty stomach, so saving these for your eating window is a good idea. How can I find support for improving my testosterone through diet? When trying different diets to boost your testosterone, it's wise to seek advice from experienced hormone specialists at a respected low-T clinic like the team at Androgenix. Our skilled doctors and wellness experts can examine your physiology and recommend the best dietary methods to increase your body's testosterone production naturally. We also provide tailored fitness plans that complement your diet, helping you maximize the effects and achieve an optimal boost in your testosterone levels. Suppose diet and exercise alone aren't enough to reach your goals. In that case, we offer effective testosterone replacement therapy, allowing you to fully benefit from a healthier lifestyle and improve your overall wellness.